Fascinating new insight into hoarding and how many people are a victim of it. University of Otago has done a study, shows up to 35,000 Kiwis are clinically severe hoarders. 80% are women, 70% are single, have no money, 50% clinically depressed. And one of the group who sees this firsthand all the time is Age Concerned. It's Canterbury's boss, Simon Templeton, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Did the numbers surprise you?
They did. So we see this every week at Age Concerned Canterbury, but to be honest, those numbers of 35,000 across New Zealand were rather astounding.
80% of them are women. Is there an age element in this? Can we look to any demographic, or can it be anybody?
Well, it certainly can be anybody, but what we see on the ground does support what the study found, that the majority of people with this disorder at the severe end are women.
So what happens? How does it come to be?
Well, it is a mental health issue. It's a disorder under the diagnostic tool that the mental health system use. There's lots of different reasons for it. It can start slightly younger with younger people, and things accumulate, and by the time they reach the older age, that's when the issues become at that severe end.
And do they know they've got a problem, or would they defend it in some sort of way, saying, oh, I'm just a collector, or, you know, it's a hobby or whatever?
A bit of both. So I think from the outside, we would look in and say, look, that's severe hoarding. Some people would just say, look, leave me be, I'm quite happy collecting this. But certainly the ones we come across that do put their hand up for support and help, they do recognise that it is an issue. And what we see, the issues, it does affect every single part of their lives. It is a mental health issue, it affects their physical health. You know, a lot of the people that we are helping have been alienated by their families. They've no longer got friends. And so that social isolation part of it is a huge part as well.
The 35,000 who are severe hoarders, I'm assuming there are many more thousands who would be on the verge of that, or you would look at and go, you know what, this could become a problem.
Yeah, definitely. So the research found there was 50,000 plus in that category who were in that subclinical kind of area. And so I think it's important, you know, we're not talking about, you know, the person having 30 cans of tomatoes sitting in their cupboard. This is people with a collection of things that are compelled through this disorder to buy things or to collect things, maybe papers. And so it's quite different to, you know, what people might consider or have a bit of a joke about the hoard.
Can you break it?
You can. So it is a reasonably labour-intensive process, but there certainly is treatments out there, psychological treatments, cognitive behavioural therapy. Some studies overseas have shown group work for some people to work really well. We've had some incredible successes in the Canterbury Age Concern office of supporting people through the process, doing the clean-up, and then doing the monitoring. And they've written to me years later saying, thank you for giving my life back.
It's good to hear. Simon, appreciate it. Simon Templeton this morning with us.